Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. WAMC listeners noticed a new voice on the air in September when Arun Roth took over the host chair at NPR's Weekend All Things Considered, which is now broadcasting from NPR West in Culver City, California. Roth has worked as a reporter, anchor, and producer during his journalistic career for several programs, including PBS's Frontline, NPR's On the Media, and PRI's Studio 360. But he got his start as an intern for the now-defunct Talk of the Nation, eventually becoming the show's director. Roth and Weekend All Things Considered can be heard on WAMC Saturdays and Sundays at 5. Arun Roth, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
How'd you get the job?
Well, I've been reporting for Frontline, doing radio partnerships with them, so extending our reporting by doing radio partnerships with the PRI program, The World. And honestly, hosting an NPR program was always my dream job. That was always what I wanted to do. You know, if I could pick any job in journalism. And so, whenever NPR host jobs came up, I went for them. I would apply, even, you know, because going back years to when I was, you know, hideously unqualified, I would still apply. So this time, the timing was right. I had built up more, I think, of a body of work on air as a reporter, whereas previously I'd been more of a producer and editor. And I guess they were ready for me now.
There was some time between the announcement of you taking over and then the actual transition, also in terms of the show moving to the West Coast. After you had said yes and attained that dream job, was there any fear in you?
Well, there was definitely, you know, I was apprehensive about moving to the West. I'd been lived on the East Coast my entire life. But, you know, one thing is that I didn't have too much nervousness because I knew what I was getting into with NPR. You know, I'd started my journalistic career with NPR. You know, I'd been away for a number of years doing television and other things, working for other radio programs. But I was happy to get back with NPR. I knew what I was getting into, and it sort of felt like coming home in a way.
This is a strange time in journalism and certainly in public media. I wonder how you feel you as a host can influence kind of the larger conversations we're having in journalism about how are we getting people to listen to us and what if people are listening on iPhones instead of radios? What do you think about those discussions?
Well, we have to be having them. I mean, there's no way that you could think about a radio program in the same way as you're producing it anymore. You know, as you're producing it, that it's going to be listened to not just on a radio, but on, you know, people's phones, their computers, and all sorts of ways. I mean, we still primarily have to produce a radio hour as an hour, that it's meant to go out as a broadcast, but it's very important, and I think it's a good thing to get our work out more, to be able to have it repeat in these different contexts. But I think we're basically figuring it out as we go along. You know, what's the best way to podcast our program? You know, what's the best way for people to listen? It's a tricky thing about the internet age that I don't think we've really figured out how to get people to click on audio yet. You know, having worked in television, it's a lot easier to get people to click on video links. Obviously, I mean, YouTube is huge. But it's not like, you know, SoundCloud is anywhere near YouTube because people don't think about it in that way. And I'm not sure how to solve that problem, but it's something that we have to work on.
Yeah, you'll let us know if you do.
Sure, I will, yeah.
I wanted to ask about the move you mentioned to Los Angeles. Why was that important for the show and having that presence at NPR West? And for you as a reporter, people who have listened to All Things Considered since you took over on the weekends have noticed, you know, there's a lot more entertainment maybe on the show. You've done a great series on the water that LA drinks. So what is the Los Angeles NPR West aspect of this mean to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple of things. First off, what was the thinking of exactly that there was going to be a broader perspective, you know, to get a show that's outside of the Beltway. It's peculiar, if you think about it, that not just all the NPR news programs that are produced out of Washington, D.C., but for most major news organizations, I can't really think of a news program that's not produced out of New York or Washington. And there's not really... That can't not have an effect on the sort of news that you produce. So, for instance, we did that story about the LA aqueduct. which is something that we probably still would have done on NPR, the 100th anniversary of that. But I think being out here in Los Angeles, talking to all sorts of different people, the academics who are out here, the other journalists who are out here, they're just the people who live their lives out here, will have a different perspective on things. And when we're doing these cover stories that are about, say, water issues, issues of water engineering in the 21st century, or, you know, wildfires or earthquakes, obviously, those are things that are a bit more vital to people in the West than they are to people in New York City or Washington, D.C.
You're now in a weekly context, in a way where before, when you were working on daily shows, it's a different kind of crunch. And I know you've done a lot of long form reporting too, and films and so on. But how does your approach to the news and the features change when you're looking ahead to Saturday, Sunday?
I have to say, I really enjoy having the luxury of being able to build up to those couple of days. I mean, like you said, I've worked on timelines that, you know, for a Frontline film, it could sometimes take us as long as a year to get something on the air finally, and on daily programs. But this, I sort of feel like it's the best of all those worlds, because I love being able to do breaking news. And when something important is happening, I want to talk about the important thing that's happening right now. And oftentimes news bleeds over into the weekends, or, you know, things might be, burning up in Cairo or places around the world. And when that happens, we get to do that. But we also get to take that step back that you can on the weekends and do stories that have a broader perspective on things. Still do news stories, but have a bit more analysis in them, do a little bit more reporting, maybe some investigative reporting, but to flesh out things a bit more.
Will you still be getting out into the field? I know, you know, you've done war reporting, you've been in countries around the world following journalism. Once you become the anchor, I think it's a little tougher to get away. So what's that going to look like for you?
I absolutely want to get out, and I intend to. And we already next week, for instance, we're going to be doing some stories from Las Vegas, which will take some advantage of the fact that we're out here in the West, and there are a lot of cities that we can get to that are, you know, a short plane flight or even a drive. You know, you mentioned my previous reporting. One thing that we've talked about is I would like to take the show to Guantanamo. It's not as hard as you would think. It's not too expensive. You just basically pay the Pentagon for the plane ticket to get there, and they put you up in the tents. And that's something that I would having done quite a bit of reporting on that in the past, that's a place that I would certainly like to take our listeners and expose them to that.
You worked for a time on another show we air here at WAMC, On the Media, which people can hear Thursday nights. I wonder how working on a show like that explores a lot of media issues, influenced the way you think or changed the way you think about your own reporting and hosting duties now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think that it's been in ways that are probably quite subtle. But as I reflect on it, when I think about when I'm doing reporting, I certainly think about how my reporting might be taken in different contexts. And really, I mean, I always learned journalism at NPR, so I always, want to treat people right in terms of how I produce the stories and how I report on things. But I think certainly doing On the Media for those years really kind of primed me in that way. Here's one thing that's maybe a more coherent answer to that, is that I had not done any kind of reporting on national security before doing On the Media, and having come to that after having done On the Media and having seen, for instance, the some of the war reporting leading up to the war in Iraq, I felt maybe when I was reporting on the Marine Corps, that for as amazing as the Marine Corps is and as impressive as I find them, that maybe I was maybe less likely to go native in that way, having seen what happened with maybe embedded reporters. It's hard to say if that was the case, but it definitely, that experience working at On the Media and especially working closely with Brooke Gladstone, who I learned so much from, has really made me the kind of reporter that I am, for sure, certainly.
Let's do a less serious war story to finish up. What's your best NPR intern story when you were back just cutting your teeth?
Oh, that's That's well. I could tell you that more. What's funnier is how I got my NPR internship, which was I met the outgoing intern from Talk of the Nation at a sweat lodge party. You know, as you do. I have to tell younger people especially that, you know, it's not like in the 90s we were all going to sweat lodge parties and listening to Nirvana. And no, it was I had some friends and we happened to be having a sweat lodge party, and it was as weird as it sounds. And I met an outgoing intern from Talk of the Nation, and we struck up a conversation, and that's how I got from grad school into public broadcasting.
Well, it's all downhill from there, right? I mean, it just gets easier.
Pretty much.
Arun Roth is the new host of Weekend All Things Considered on National Public Radio. You can hear both of his shows Saturdays and Sundays on WAMC at 5 o'clock. Arun, a pleasure to pick your brain a little bit, and good luck with your new job.
Thanks, Ian. Really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.